podcast today, he said you cross-train some offensive players on defense in the event that he might need them. And someone asked if he would consider playing you at safety, and he said never say never. Just curious when the last time is that you played defense.
For Pro Bowl? I never really thought about it, but, you know, whatever the team needs to do, we got to do. I know we're a couple men down, but everybody got to do more.
So you weren't one of the receivers playing safety at practice today?
Not from what I remember.
Would you like to?
Wouldn't mind hitting somebody. You know, there's a lot less rules when you're on defense. You know, they expect the defense to be the aggressors, and I think as an offensive player, when you come out and you're very aggressive, it's a little different from what they usually see. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind, but I'm really more focused on putting up as many points as we can. You know, we're going against, I don't know if they're the best defense in the league, but they're one of them. They're a great defense through in and throughout, from the back, from the front. All the way around, they're a great team.
On a related note, how do you plan to attack the Minnesota defense?
We got to come out and execute our game plan better than we ever have. I don't think we have to do anything out of the ordinary. I think we have to do the ordinary things extraordinarily well. So we just have to come out. Everything that we practice right now, get it?
Uh-huh.
Everything that we practice right now, we have to do it above and beyond. You know, it's a very good team, playing at a high level, too.
And Ben said you need to do a better job controlling your emotions. Is that something you feel like you have to do?
No, I'm not really. I'm in a great place right now, mentally, physically, spiritually. There's not really much that bothers me at all, to be honest. So I'm going to go out and play football the only way I've ever known how to play. Try my best to be the best teammate I possibly can. You know, and at the end of the day, you play for the guys who are in the jersey. They're the ones who take the field with you. They're the ones who you shed blood, sweat, and tears with. So I'm just going to go out and be who I am.
And is there any concern, though, that you could be a distraction? I mean, that's what he said.
Yeah, he said, she said. I'm not really concerned about anything but the Minnesota Vikings.
When you're playing a team with a great pass rush like this, how does it change your job as a receiver? You have to be aware that the ball is sooner than expected.
You have to know as a receiver it's the rush between the defensive ends, and you know it's not the race between the DB and the receiver. It's the race between you and the defensive ends, and those guys are getting off the ball. They're exceptional players. It's going to be tough. You know, we're going to have to be very precise. We're going to have to, like I said, we're not going to have to do anything different. We just have to do everything and execute it well.
Stephon Diggs has been one of the breakout stars for the first 3 weeks of the season. What can you say about his play so far?
I don't know if it's just this year. I think since I met him at the rookie symposium last year, right? That's what it would be. And I just could tell from his persona, his personality, the way he carried himself, that he was going to be very good. So the start that he's had is no surprise. On top of that, he runs a lot of, you know, a lot of double move routes. He runs a lot of deep crosses, deep routes, and stuff like that. So he has a lot of opportunities as far as getting the ball and as far as being able to run, you know, routes that make it very hard for a DB to cover. It's hard to cover double moves, especially with a guy who's explosive, fast, can catch, can do, you know, everything that's asked of him. It makes it that much harder.
Odell, can you want something too badly, like a win or that extra catch or a touchdown? I mean, is it possible to, in your position, to want it too badly?
I don't think anything's wrong with it. You know, you know what goals you have. You know what you want to achieve, and anything less than that, I don't think you're gonna be satisfied with. I mean, that's not the way I live life. I don't live life setting goals and being okay with not achieving them. So, by any means, that's not the standard I live by.
Although you're going into a new stadium this week, one that has gotten already notorious for its crowd noise. You played in some loud stadiums before, including on the college level. So what's the loudest environment you've ever played in?
Either Death Valley on a Saturday night or 2011 on my birthday, November 5th. And Tuscaloosa was by far one of the livest atmospheres. I'll be honest with you, as much as, you know, the NFL and you work so hard to get here, there's no feeling like playing college ball. There was no feeling like being in a stadium and being proud to play for, you know, your organization. You chose to go there. This is who you were going to represent. So there's no feeling that will ever be playing in Death Valley. I mean, unless you win a Super Bowl, which would be great. But other than that, playing in front of crowd noise and from the pictures I've seen, I mean, it looks incredible. From what I've seen, I'm happy that it's not outside. I remember not being at the game last year, but just knowing for sure, watching the game, how cold it was. And right now what they have looks amazing. It looks perfectly suitable for Monday Night Football.
How do you guys plan to combat that potential noise? That's an offense.
Set hut, run your route, block, do the same thing you've always done.
How badly are you aching to get into the end zone?
It's same as it's always been. I think you just going 3 games and not being in there, I think you just you don't take it for granted anymore. You know, it seems like scoring a touchdown is of the norm. I know for sure I can score every single game. I feel that way. I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in my abilities. It's just the opportunities. Hold on, boy. That's Young Shep. I want to be in there, but I want to be in there so we put points on the board so we can, you know, score instead of getting field goals or turning the ball over. You know, you want to end those drives with points and not field goals and turnovers because it's not going to win the game.
A defense is doing something to kind of limit your ability to make downfield throws.
Everything. Especially last game, the game before, it was corner, safety over the top, linebacker running out. There's all kind of things. It's not like it's, you know, one-on-one and there's no safety over the top and it's press man. It's never really been that situation besides when I dropped a touchdown against the Saints. That was probably about the only time. Other than that, you know, they're playing off. They're making sure that there's no big plays, which is smart. And as a receiver, it sucks. You know, you don't want to – not too many people want to catch, you know, a 6-yard route and then have somebody right in their face when they turn around. You know, you want to be able to catch the ball, run, and do other things. But teams have done a great job at eliminating big plays, you know, putting the safety over, doubling, tripling at some point in time. And like I said, it's only a matter of time before it all just breaks and you're not able to do that. So you got, I mean, I'll say it again, you got the rookie of the year, you got the comeback player of the year, you got two phenomenal receivers, 3 phenomenal receivers. It's just going to be tough. It's only a matter of time.
On that drive where you had
against
Washington, when you had the consecutive catches, the 19-yarder, the 24-yarder going down there, I mean, were you starting to get that feeling of how you're able to take over a game, you and Eli?
Yeah, it just unfortunately it was as late as it was. You know, you wait all game and it finally comes around towards the end, and it makes it a lot more difficult. You know, it's like you're playing catch up instead of being on top of it from the start. So I felt like we could have done that all game. From the very beginning of the game, even with the coverages that they were playing rolling this way or whatever the case may be, I felt like we could have took advantage of that, and we didn't, and we just keep it moving from here. Like I said, we're going against one of the top defenses in the league, and we got to come out and play our best.
Odell, do you think this team has the ability and the desire to, you know, not have every game go down to the end? You know, sometimes you can win a game in the second or third game.
Absolutely, and I feel like that's always been my motto. I don't really, you know, want to play these games, and we're sitting here, we're trying to fight all game, and you have to, you know, going through adversity is great, but every single game, it doesn't need to be like that. It doesn't need to be a nail biter. It doesn't need to be, you know, come down to the fourth quarter, even though all games come down to the fourth quarter. If you look back at it, last year, the Carolina game, when they're up 35-7, I don't think anybody saw the Giants coming back and tying it up and then winning by a field goal. You know, you think the game's over. But it's a lot easier to play when you're up 35-7 than when it's 27-26 and everything matters, everything counts. I feel like we could get out on teams and there's no shame in blowing somebody out. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. There's nothing in the rule book. I know everybody likes to follow the rule book. There's nothing in the rule book that says you can't beat a team 66-0. And definitely not saying that would happen against the Minnesota Vikings, but why would you not try for it?
And did you see in each of the three games that there were opportunities where you guys could have done that?
Absolutely. There was opportunities we could have done that, and there's opportunities where it could have came out just like last year. I don't think the two wins that we've had were very convincing by any means. You know, we played at a high level, but I don't feel personally as if those were games that, you know, they could have easily went either way, and it doesn't need to be like that. But that's football. That's what happens every now and then. Games are going to be nail biters, but I really believe we can come out and beat somebody down, and that's just what it is.